of Philip Semper-Pierre, these urgent cures today, as date is 07/21/2025. Your patient is for Ms. Veronica Pagel. Pagel spells P-A-G-E-L. Veronica spells V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A. Date of birth is 09/27/1970. This is a 54-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Patient was called in by us for because of elevated glucose period. She was here on 07/19/2025. After suspected viral nephritis, she was treated then with antibiotics and was treated also with fluids because secondary to dehydration. Labs reveal a glucose of 542. The laboratory facility called us and advised us that the level was critical, period. Patient was contacted and she came into the clinic for follow-up period. She denies polyuria, the polydipsia. She denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She says she's eating and drinking okay, period. She indicated that recently she has not been adhering to her diet as she should, and that may be responsible for her elevated glucose, period. As paragraph past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. As paragraph. Review systems, all systems were reviewed or were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. By our physical exam, she's alert oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99% at room air, blood pressure is 190 over 83, pulse 115, respiratory 18, temperature 97.9. Period. Paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and inspiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, no visible peristalsis, no guarding. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph, assessment number one is diabetes type 2, open parenthesis, poor control, close parenthesis. Next line, patient has medication. She has insulin and she has, she has insulin and metformin. She says she has not been very consistent with taking her medication, period. Assessment number two is elevated glucose, period, with no secondary evidence of DKA, period. Next paragraph, patient glucose was checked in the clinic. Her glucose is 410. She was given a IV of normal saline, 1 liter. After the liter was completed, her glucose was checked again. It is now 379. We had a lengthy discussion on the importance of medication compliance. She says she understands. We had a lengthy discussion about diets and exercise. She says she understands and will try to comply. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.